Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here, and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
All right, you've heard the stories that are breaking today. We have two parents on from West Hills, Western Estates, California, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Your son, you've just discovered, has been molested by a basketball coach.
That is correct, Phil.
And your husband, Steve, is there?
Yes, he's right here. Phil, we found out Monday night our eldest son, Justin, was molested by his basketball coach. I am absolutely motivated by this. This is one of the...
Now, wait a minute. What happened? This is the 13-year-old?
Yes. It was our 13-year-old. I have to slow down because we've been on the phone all day long to news organizations. He told us Monday night, my husband Steve was in the garage working. Justin said to me that he had been molested by his basketball coach. I immediately went out to the garage where my husband was. He was working on one of the cars. And I said, Steve, wait till you hear this. I mean, for so long, Phil, we read about other parents and what they've gone through. And you look at all the press coverage that they're getting, and you try and avert your eyes because, you know, over time you read about it and you read about how everyone else is getting this attention, and then it happens to you.
All right, so your son came home.
Yes, Justin, I've been on the phone all day. Justin said that his basketball coach forced him into a sex act after practice.
All right, then that's real.
It was oral. There wasn't any penetration.
All right, you know what? I don't need to hear any more about the specifics, you guys. What I'm trying to find out now is what happened in general terms.
I almost hit the floor. I was taking notes. Steve walked our boy through it. Let's be clear on this, Justin. What are you saying? It's amazing that this has happened to us after reading all of the stories, isn't it?
It's really amazing, Phil, as you reread about other people. And
then it happens to us.
How is he doing?
My son's amazed. He's flabbergasted. He's just flabbergasted after reading about all these other kids, and then it happens to him.
What did you guys do? In other words, your son tells you this. What was the first thing you did?
Well, the first thing we did is we wrote a letter to the LA Times. We need to get the message out that kids are being molested.
And your son is...
He's absolutely amazed. I can't believe it. I mean, he's just amazed that this happened to him. He came to the door. He told us. We suddenly realized something that a lot of other mothers had realized. Our child has been molested. Well, we sprang into action. We wrote the letter to the LA Times detailing what happened. Steve's been on some of the other news organizations. We were on a couple of the... talk shows. We need to let people know about molestation. It is happening.
All right, Bobby, I want to ask you, have you brought charges? What is the teacher's name? Has any of this been corroborated? You know,
Phil, this is about our children. Specifically, this is about my child. Okay?
Well, has any of this been corroborated? I'm just asking, have you contacted the police?
I don't think this is a time or a place to be talking about adults. We're talking about my boy. We're talking about, this is amazing. I mean, Steve and I, our jaws hit the floor. If you can imagine, your child comes through the door and says, after you've been reading about this for months, and suddenly your own child, oh my God.
I just want to know if it's been corroborated.
My son was forced to perform an oral sex act on his basketball court. What more do you need to know?
If you don't have more sensitivity, Ms. Henry. But the good news is we have...
I do have sensitivity, okay?
Well, the good news is we do have a news conference we're going to have. We do have a call into the Don and Ben show.
And we called into the Dr. Laura Ingrahamahan show, and we're hoping, knock wood, that Gary Licken of the Orange County Register will interview. People need to know.
We're very motivated.
We are on a mission. I've never felt so alive in a lot of ways. I mean, our son has been molested. This is really important.
Well, I'm important. It's tragic.
I mean...
It's tragic.
It is tragic. My husband's going to write that down. It's tragic. Okay?
Well, what are you writing this down?
Because we're going to be talking to news organizations
Has he talked to a therapist, your boy?
We have to do that, too. That's absolutely right. One of the things we want to do, and also, Phil, I'm knocking wood, there is a very real possibility. CBS might be interested in the story. We have someone who will write the script.
CBS.
This would probably be the most important thing that's happened to us as a family, that we can write a script about our boy being molested. And, you know, in my fantasies, and it's a little self-indulgent, but I see Sandra Bullock, I guess, playing me. I don't know.
Well, you guys have got a movie script and everything. I'm asking...
And what about...
Robert Urich for me.
To see Robert Urich what?
Play me.
Robert Urich's been dead for several weeks.
Oh, my God.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You guys have had a very serious thing happen to you. This is Bobby and Steve Dooley. They found out Monday night that their son had been molested by the basketball coach.
By the basketball coach at our son's middle school. I mean, this is really... And the other thing, the way he described what happened, we had our youngest son videotape because we wanted to make sure, and this is very important for you parents out there, listen to me. Very important for you parents. When your child comes home and says that he or she's been molested, have them reenact it, videotape it.
Well, what do you mean reenact?
Well, I mean in general terms, where was the adult, where was the child?
In my case, I played the part of the basketball coach.
My husband was the coach. He grabbed the back of Justin's head and pushed it down into his lap so that we had this on video, Phil, because otherwise the police don't have anything.
Yeah, but Bobby, that...
Otherwise the police don't have anything. They have nothing to go on. So we are... You know something? I'm going to say something, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but Justin being molested... Steve?
It's always the best thing ever.
It's brought us together. As crazy as that sounds, it has brought us together as a family. We are motivated. I wake up in the morning, I'm alive. Maybe for the first time in years, I'm alive. It just things...
You know, you go along, everything's the same. And all of a sudden...
But it's a tragic thing that's happened to this boy.
I'm sorry?
It's a tragic thing that's happened to the boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. It's yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. And I want you guys to know, okay?
We know, Phil, this is my son. We are motivated.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The Dooleys from Western Estates, California. Their son, they say, has been molested by their high school basketball coach. This is an epidemic. It's just I can't believe it.
Isn't it amazing? It's just amazing.
It's more than amazing. It's a heartbreaking thing. Let me go to Amy. Amy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Thanks for having me
mm-hmm.
on. My comment is
mm-hmm.
to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
The two of you really mm-hmm. concern me that you're not more concerned about your child. I hear you saying that it's kid-focused and kid-involved, but all you're focusing on is you and how you're going to
no.
benefit from this and how you're going
mm-hmm.
to get your
no.
point out.
No, it's very important,
I mean,
Amy.
Are you not
yeah.
concerned
mm-hmm.
with the perpetrator here
oh
that he
God,
might
yes.
do it to others?
Oh, my God, yes. We are. We wrote a letter to the L.A. Times.
Okay, but what have you done? Have you gone to the police?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing anything mm-hmm. that doesn't benefit you, that benefits
mm-hmm.
your son?
You've got to go to the police on it, too.
We're not doing anything. What do you mean benefit us? What we're doing is...
You are benefiting you by
out.
Getting a movie deal, getting all these talk show hosts. You are being selfish and self-centered and not thinking of your child at all. And as a therapist who works with children every day, I am just appalled by your
no.
sense of immorality on your part alone.
I beg your pardon. My son... has been molested.
Your son
you
is unfortunate to have parents that just the two of you.
Do you know what that means? Do you know what that
it
means?
It means that you need help.
Yes, we do. We need to help others. We need to help others. This is important. We have called the Oprah Winfrey Show.
You need
we
a mental
called...
health diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get
mm-hmm.
help. You need to see a therapist.
The boy needs to get some help is what this person's saying. Your son.
We are, excuse me, but a boy's best friend is his mother. And I'm doing everything I can for my son. The best thing we can do for Justin now is to make sure it doesn't happen to others.
The fact that you are broadcasting this child's name on national TV and radio tells me that you're not concerned with your child.
I haven't said his last name. And I think you need to understand...
Well, your last name is Dooley.
And his first name is Justin. So there.
So it's Justin Dooley.
Come on.
Let the record show that both of you have broadcast my son's name. I have. Let the record show that you have both. Hello, Amy. I am trying to get a message.
Amy, your cell phone.
Your
cell phone's breaking up, Amy.
Well, I think in a lot of ways, God is pointing a finger at Amy. Hello, hello. Can you hear me now?
Well, it's her cell phone.
But if I move around the
room.
If I move around,
it's her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you move around, it doesn't matter for her.
What I want to say, Phil, is this. My boy is going to be... This is wild. I mean...
It's wild. You read about a kid getting molested, and now your kid's molested?
It's wild. And we are doing everything we can to make sure other parents... I had a question.
All right. I want to give our number out. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Their son has been molested by a high school basketball coach, according to them. You were on the news talking to various news organizations. You had a question?
Yes. I wanted to know, Phil, and Steve has been on the Internet, if your son has been molested, doesn't that technically also mean that you, as a family, has been molested?
That's your question?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think it does, Steve.
I think it does, too.
I think it does. If that.
Well, why do you need to know?
Well, the reason why I'm asking, we have the opportunity to join a very, very prominent Survivors of Molestation group. They're very prominent. They're very connected. We can do a lot of good, but we can't get in unless we were molested, too. And I don't think... Steve, what about... you were talking about your wrestling coach.
Oh, I don't know.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm just...
Well, okay, so you were molested.
So I think that means we were molested. And that means we can join a very, very, very prominent survivors group. Are the Hiltons members of Survivors Month? We have very dear friends, Janice Hilton and her husband, Ray. Both of them were molested. They are also members of this group. And
I think you don't want to be talking about that, though.
Hmm?
I don't think you want to be talking about friends of yours who were molested.
Well, no, they're in the group. Everybody knows it.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is a nightmare that this country is going through right now. This guy, this priest... Here's a couple from Western Estates. Their son has been molested by a basketball coach. They say that they've been on, they're having a news conference, did they say? And they also feel, you might look that one up too, Janice. If your son's been molested, that means you've been molested too? I don't know, but they think that they can now become members of some prominent Survivors of Molestation group. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, what we have, if you guys turn that off.
I'm sorry, turn it off. I'm sorry, Phil. We're getting the house together. We're going to probably have, I'm knocking wood, I hope to have Paul Moyer here from Channel 4 to talk about.
The newsman.
Yes. I'm hoping that he'll come and interview us about this. I think
Paul Moyer is,
for those of you listening out there, Paul Moyer is the number one newscaster in Los Angeles, and it's possible, I'm not saying that he will, but it's possible he'll be in our home, and he's going to interview me. And
Bobby, we can hear that vacuum cleaner.
All right, Justin.
Is that your son? To bring the audience up to speed, your boy, your 13-year-old boy, has been molested?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I can't believe it. And
all right, is that the same boy that was doing the vacuuming?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Don't you think that this child needs to be someplace else, like talking to a professional?
The best thing for our boy right now is to be right with his family, right in the thick of this, jumping in with both feet. We've got him passing out flyers. We'll have him talking to the media. This is going to be good for our son.
And, yeah, but having him vacuum so you can have channel, what is it, four?
We hope, channel four. We need the boy for interviews. You need to understand this, Phil.
We can get him over to doctor later, but the interview is now.
I'm sorry?
We can get him over to doctor later, but Paul Moore could come at, right now.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the Phil Henry Show. I'm talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about their son who, this is a horror story. Children being molested. Now they say their 13-year-old has been molested. What line do you want me to go to here, guys, since we have so many folks waiting to go? Lizzie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Who?
Lizzie, go ahead.
Lizzie, that's me.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, mm-hmm. you need to mm-hmm. stop doing mm-hmm. the news mm-hmm. and the TV. Mm-hmm. You need to get your son mm-hmm. to a counselor. And I'm speaking from experience. Mm-hmm. I have two sons mm-hmm. that were molested by a scoutmaster. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. the most that they needed to be able to sit down with somebody who was not family,
really?
And they need to talk about it.
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
We ended up taking the Boy Scouts of America to court. Mm.
I don't mean that. I mean, what happened when he was molested?
Well, she doesn't have to go
into
that. I
don't need to answer that.
It's very important. It's very important.
That's not your business. That's not the world's business.
No, but can I tell you something, Lizzie?
That's my son's business.
We videotaped a reenactment.
And that is absolutely ridiculous. Why put your son through that again?
No, I didn't put him through. By God, we did not put him through anything
again. That was
again.
Abuse right there.
It was a reenactment.
That
we
was abuse.
No, you don't understand.
Oh, I understand.
It was simulated. You don't understand. It's simulated.
Oh, I understand.
We know what you mean by simulated, but did you have to grab the back of the boy's head?
Really?
We had to get it for the videotape.
You should be taken for abuse mm-hmm. for doing that.
You know,
is absolute abuse.
Lizzie, I understand what your family
went through. No, you don't understand.
My family's gone through the same thing. You're a little hysterical.
I'm not hysterical, ma'am. I'm worried about your son. I'm not worried about you.
Calm down.
Excuse me.
I think what you need is to write a letter to your local newspaper. Tell them what happened to your boy.
They don't need to know. They already know. It's over.
Oh, really?
It's been 10 years.
Were you on TV?
No, we weren't on TV.
See, we're going to get on TV. I'm sorry?
For what?
Well, we have to get the word out that children are being molested.
Well, your son certainly doesn't need to be the one passing out flyers about it.
No, but the other thing is...
Paul Moore is going to come over.
Paul Moyer.
That's ridiculous.
You don't know that Paul Moyer's coming over.
Are you putting your son on TV?
You know, I want to say something. I need for you to know something, Lizzie. You missed a great opportunity by passing up the television.
No, you are wrong.
You should have been on TV.
No, you are wrong because my son...
The movie of the week on the CBS movie of the
week. Oh, that sounds great. You guys are going to make money off this.
No, we won't.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my God.
That's what this is about.
That's the furthest thing from our mind.
Oh, well, then you need to get the young man to a counselor.
Get him to a counselor. Why won't you guys take him over to a counselor?
Not tomorrow. Not next week.
But right now, we have him cleaning up the garage.
Oh, that's a great thing for
that's fantastic.
Him to do.
This boy who's been molested,
and you're having him clean. Well, that's abuse right there.
Oh, I see. So getting a boy a chore to do around the house is abuse?
Right now it is.
My
that
God.
Boy needs to have help with his healing. And
yes.
I'll tell you, I have kids that have spent 10 years, and it still affects them, and they went to counseling the day after
Lizzie, I don't want to say anything because I know you're angry.
Oh, angry
but
at you, yes.
You are the one who sent your boys to the pedophile scout camp.
You're the one that sends your boys
and
to
you,
school.
Yes, school's one thing, but going off with a bunch of quasi-gay scoutmasters into the...
There's no point in indicting this woman. And it doesn't have
anything to do with it.
Absolutely.
Well, then how come the Catholic Church doesn't want to hire gay priests?
Well, that's their problem. That's because they don't understand.
The Catholic Church has got their head parked up their rear ends, too.
That's right. That's right.
How dare you talk that way with my son listening to this broadcast?
Well, how can you have him listening to this broadcast? You're abusing him.
He was vacuuming, but they told him to turn it off.
You are
all right,
abusing
hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley, whose son has been abused sexually by a basketball coach, they're on the air talking about it. They're going to do a press conference. They're going to be in the newspaper. They hope that they're hoping for a movie of the week. Is this a case of where these parents may be acting in not the best interest of the boy? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, the garage gets two. Next, after that.
All right, we're back, guys.
All right, turn up.
You still got your son vacuuming?
Phil, what we're doing right now...
Well, hold on. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley of Western Estates, California. Their son, they say, was molested by...
You know something? I really resent that.
What?
This, they say, they allege, it happened.
Our son says he molested.
All right. Your son was molested, and you've got him vacuuming the rug in there.
So what we're doing, you know, it's really, really wrong of you to think that we're not helping our son, that all we care about is getting our faces on the news. We think what happened to our son, Justin, being sexually molested by his junior high school basketball coach is very significant. Very significant.
How about sad? Does that word come to mind?
It does come to mind, Steve.
Sad.
We're just taking notes for Paul Moyer if he comes over.
Okay. You got to take notes on that?
Phil, what we're doing for Justin right now, and he is going through... some Playgirl magazines, some old Playgirls that I had.
Why is he doing that?
Because we want him to show us, if at all possible, what Coach Jeffers' penis looked like. That's all we're saying.
Good God Almighty, you guys.
No, Mr. Henry, it's very important. He's got to be able to identify in a court of law.
If he's called into a court of law, and if they show photographs of this man's penis... My son has to be able to identify it. Why can't you understand?
So you got him going. He's going through Playgirl magazines.
Comparing, yeah.
What is it? He sits across between Burt Reynolds and Tony Danza. But
all right, hold on. Just 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to another phone call. Kimberly, go ahead.
Let me tell you something.
Are these people? Both of you guys have got to be really sick.
Listen
not to
me.
Have,
I am the mother of a new son.
Is this the host talking to me that way?
Yes.
I am the mother of a new son.
Mm-hmm.
You are... quit telling uh-huh and listen to what I have to say.
I'm listening to you.
You are using this molestation like it's some sort of drug. And let me explain something
to
you.
I'm acknowledging your
concerns. That child
concerns.
Is the one that's going to be hurt. The child is going to have to live with that for the rest of their life.
This
is not time for you to call Oprah. I don't give a crap who is coming over to your house.
Do you know who's
And I don't care if you've got to deal with CBS. You need to get off the phone, quit trying to pat yourself on the back because your arm's not long enough, and get some help for your child. While you're getting help for your child, sign up for help for you. Teacher in school always told me that everybody's ignorant in their own way. We all have a lot to learn. Let me tell you something. You two are the epitome of ignorance, and listening to you on hold has done nothing but make me sick.
I am trying to tell you.
I don't care what you're trying to tell me. At this point, I care about your son.
Sandra Bullock might play me in the movie. And
so?
What does that mean?
I don't care.
It means...
I don't care. I don't care if George Bush is playing your husband.
Question.
I don't care if you eat at the Waffle House every day, ma'am. Take care of your son and shut your mouth and hang up the phone and move on to bigger and better things.
I don't think you dictate what goes on in our home.
All right, I
didn't
got a
say
question.
That I did,
what,
ma'am, but somebody needs to because obviously you aren't if your son is looking at Playboys, Playgirls, trying to figure out his penis resembles his coaches.
I beg your pardon, but in a court of law, they're going to ask him questions like that.
Well, then he can describe the penis. He doesn't have to show him a picture. And you guys are abusing him just as much as he's already been abused.
I have never abused my son. I have never touched him.
You're doing it now.
I've never
touched him. You're doing it now. Having your son bend down in front of his father so his father can grab the back of his head?
It was
to show... Do you not understand what that is?
Don't you understand what you're putting that boy through by having him reenact it?
I will not have my boy go into a court of law with every news camera in there.
No, you're not going to have him go into a court of law, but you're going to have him sit up on Oprah and talk about it.
I'm going to talk. My son's not going to go on Oprah. I am.
Well,
oh my
close
God.
Enough.
Excuse me, Kimberly. The chance of a lifetime to go on Oprah, I'm sure. I'm going to have my son
it's
do
it. It's a chance of a lifetime
Whatever.
To go on Oprah. Write a book, ma'am. Get your doctorate degree. Do something for the community. Don't use your son.
I want to ask a question.
What? I have never been more... I'm the one that's being abused here, Mr. Henry, not anyone else.
You're not being abused. Pass the Kleenex to Miss Dudley or Dooley or whatever your name is. You know, call the Kleenex factory to step up production.
Oh, aren't you funny? Oh, you really care about children. You're making jokes. You know,
you're making a joke, ma'am, by trying to trying to put this all over the world. My son
your child
has been molested.
Your child's
brought
never
our family
been,
together.
Has your
We're
child
gonna
ever,
go on Oprah and
you're
tell
upset
everybody
because your child's never been molested. That's the thing that's driving you nuts.
Oh, yeah.
No,
she's,
ma'am, but there are things
really
that have happened to me. And let me tell you something. My mother didn't broadcast it. And what's happened to me is not your business because I didn't put it on the radio.
The bananas.
What?
Nothing.
What about the bananas?
We have just been practicing because, according to some of the doctors that we've talked to...
Practicing what?
Putting a banana down his throat.
You, okay, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Let me clarify this. You've talked to a doctor who's asked you to put a banana down your son's throat.
He is a doctor.
Does your doctor say...
You have him swallowing bananas?
It was a thought that we had, okay?
Good God Almighty.
Oh, listen to you. Aren't you judgmental? You know, Phil, when you point one finger at a person, you point...
You point three others back at you.
How did you know that?
Because I've got four kids. That's the one thing you say to kids.
Well, that's what you're doing. You point your finger at me, but three are pointing right back at you. Mr. Hendry, talk show host. Now, we have to do something. We tried it with eggplants.
They're too big.
I'm just going to move on to another phone call, and I'm going to ask this question before I do. Has the boy been to a doctor?
He's spoken to a very dear friend of ours who is in the medical field, yes.
Is he a doctor?
Yes, he is. God!
Okay. Have you talked to the police?
We live in a gated community.
I didn't ask you if you live in a gated community. Have you talked to the police?
We talked to the security guys down at the gate, yes.
The security guys that work at the shack who open up the gate?
Yes.
I'm talking about a cop here.
Oh, yeah, my wife.
Well, you're the one who's got your kid swallowing bananas.
He's a doctor. He's a homeopathic doctor.
What is that?
They do herbal treatments. Way better.
It's herbal treatment.
How do you treat somebody herbally for being molested? I just wanted to know.
St. John's Wort and there's a couple of...
Yeah, it's great.
Bananas?
D, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Thank
God
Hi.
It's my turn.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. You people mm-hmm. have lost your mind. Shut mm-hmm. up, lady. Show some respect. That child should not be trying to deep throat a banana or any other kind of vegetable. Your husband should not be forcing his head into his lap. All you're doing is traumatizing the child more.
You don't know if anything about it.
Oh, yes, anything. I
no,
do. Hey,
do
I was molested when I was a kid. They'll show him how to do it with
you
the dog. They'll hand him two dolls, show him what to, he'll say. Show us what happened. Not have a videotape of Dad shoving my... Hey, check this out. Dad's shoving my head into his lap. Kind of like I'm giving him a blowjob, but for all that, probably was. You haven't taken that kid to a cop. That tells me you got something to hide. Either get off the damn phone.
I think you're a little over the top.
CYS gets a hold of you.
I think you're over the top.
No, I'm not over the top. You have lost it, lady.
You
are mentally screwed.
Do you work at a comedy club?
Your child.
Why do you think that she works at a...
You got your child. Keep throwing a banana. Give me a break.
Our boys' dolls don't have wieners, so the doll thing won't work.
Excuse me, but they have anatomically correct dolls that they have children show what happened to them. I know this for a fact.
Where can you buy them?
You don't buy them. You take him to a psychologist. They put him in a room where he can feel comfortable. They let him draw, do whatever he has to be comfortable. And then they say, here's
the
doll, show us what happened.
What did you say, Mr. Dooley?
If you take the pants off of G.I. Joe, it does not have a penis. The other thing?
The doctors have anatomically correct dolls.
The doctors use these. Psychologists use them, okay?
I know. I use them.
Well, here's what I think that I'm going to do. I'm going to
take your child to a doctor?
I'm going to
take a psychologist would be a great thing.
I already took him to a doctor.
No, a psychologist.
I took him to a doctor of herbal...
Not a herbal doctor, a homeopathic doctor to a psychologist. Because all you're doing by making this child reenact this, making him deep throat bananas... It's causing more trauma to his life.
What I'm saying is,
he's not
gonna
trust anybody.
I didn't say I wasn't going to take him. We just have to wait to see if Paul Moyer shows up.
Why haven't you taken him to the cops yet?
Because if I take him down, what if Paul Moyer shows up?
First thing you should have done when this happened was take him straight to the emergency room, let them check him out, see if they can get any kind of evidence on this guy, then straight to the cops.
What do you mean about a homeopathic doctor? That's so stupid.
Shut up!
Homeopathic? A homeopathic?
Shut up.
Well, let's go over to D. Is it Dell?
Dell.
Go ahead, Dell.
Well, I just want to say we spent so much time exploring this child on the air the last 45 minutes than what could have happened to him in the few minutes that he was with the teacher. And again,
so what
I
you're saying
to tell
is I should take him to a doctor.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
In 4 days, my daughter was at the doctor, we were at the police, and there was a man behind bars. Now, why is the vacuum cleaner going again?
We're vacuuming up because
Paul Moyer may show up.
Well, you know what? I think, Mr. Henry, you need to take them off the air. We've really spent too much time. They're not the first family. They're not going to be the last.
Are you a doctor? Are you a doctor?
I'm a mother of a child who's been abused.
This whole thing has brought our family so close together.
You know what? That's true. But mine didn't bring me. I surely didn't have my husband videoing what happened to my daughter with her.
Well,
I want to tell you, Mr. Henry, I would just suggest, Mr. Henry, I've enjoyed your program,
yeah,
but today I would like you to take him off the air.
We are going
thank
to
you.
Have
I'm
going to
hang out, Mr. Henry, but thank you very much.
Well, I got some vacuuming to do if you're done.
Yeah, I'm all done, man.
All right.
Hello?
Get the corner, Steve. I
got it.
Hello? Oh.
Yes, can I help you?
This is the talk show host?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, fellas, we got a vacuum up.
Yeah, you get ready for your big interview, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hang up your phone. Hang up the phone!
Hmm? Is this Phil?
Yeah, it's Phil Henry. Hang your phone up.
Oh.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
My name is Phil Hendry. I do the voices of different characters on my show. I was playing the voice of Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley in that last bit, and the people that called in believe that Steve and Bobby are real people. And I think that was kind of an interesting, maybe a little more interesting than some of the stuff we do, because I think it hit a few people maybe the wrong way. And maybe it hit a few people the right way. I don't personally care, but the one thing I do care about is when people misunderstand what we do on the air. That bothers me. And I will continue to assume that the majority of the audience is smart enough to get what we do. I'm going to continue to do that until the day I die. And the people that are not smart enough to get what we do, they're going to have to be the casualties. And because I've always believed, if you've listened to me for any length of time, it's always been the Phil Hendry trademark. If you're too dumb to get it, it's not my responsibility to inform you and keep you abreast of what's going on. At some point, you have to take responsibility for your own education in this world and how you are informed. If you can't get it from the TV and you can't get it from the radio, you're going to have to look for it somewhere else. It isn't my job to give it to you. It is not my job. It's not the job of the TV either. Now, having said that, as I said, I don't personally care whether anybody understands what we do in the show or not. Oh, excuse me, I take that back. I don't personally care whether anybody's offended by what we do, because no matter what and it doesn't mean that I get up in the morning looking to offend people. I get up in the morning looking to make people laugh and think. That's what I try to do. But it doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what anybody does. Somebody's going to have a problem. Somebody's going to have a problem. Now, what I will say is this. I really get upset when people misunderstand, misrepresent, and mischaracterize what we do on our radio show. We're putting a demo together for our show, by the way, which our sales department's going to use. And I don't think I'm talking out of school. We compare our radio show to what Ulysses, the book by James Joyce, was to literature, to what Citizen Kane was to film, and to what The Simpsons was to TV. That's what the Phil Hendry Show is to radio. It is a groundbreaking new approach to news talk. And more than any other radio show in the history of this medium, we take for granted the intelligence of our audience. We don't talk to you like you're morons. Now, that is something you won't get, frankly, from any other show. Now, what that bit was about, and I just got done talking to a guy who was really upset, and I explained it to him, and the guy calmed down. That bit wasn't making fun of kids being molested. That bit indicts and points out something that needs to be pointed out. The over-commercialization, the over-exposure, and the carnival atmosphere that is beginning to erupt around this story. The people parading themselves as experts, the people parading themselves as victims, the people parading themselves as advocates, and the people parading themselves as mortally wounded, and the people who can't wait to get on TV to talk about this, and they can't wait to step in front of a newspaper reporter to talk about that, and they can't wait to get a website going. And just like that lady we talked about yesterday in San Diego, that teal broad down there, because her daughter, somebody checked to see if her daughter was wearing a thong. She's got her kisser in front of the New York Times. She's got her face in front of the TV. Didn't somebody see her on TV this morning? And it turns out her daughter, somebody lifted her daughter's dress up, and then finally the daughter said, no, I'm not wearing a thong, and she went in. That woman didn't know what she was talking about. But because she's a yenta, and because she's got a TV camera stuck in her face, this is the new suburban fascist that we talk about on our show. This is the new intolerant suburban Nazi. And I'm going to tell you something else. This is a horrible thing that's happening to these kids. Something that's almost as horrible that could happen is that innocent people get swept up in this, as well as the guilty. Now, they're putting this dirtbag Shanley away in jail today. They got him, the San Diego police, rounding him up. You don't want to turn into a mob, and you don't want to begin to soapbox an issue at the expense of the truth, so that you get so caught up with listening to yourself talk or watching yourself advocate on the part of somebody or something that you forget what you're talking about. You get addicted to the camera. You remember that Elian Gonzalez story? That fisherman that pulled that kid out of the water? That guy was on TV every day. Suddenly it wasn't about that kid anymore. It was about the people who were talking about the kid. And this story is threatening to turn into that. And how do I know? I know. I got 28 years in the broadcast electronic media business. I know when something's getting absolutely overworked and overwrought, and when a story is getting to it's going to turn into the story. Did I say that right? When a story's going to turn into the story? Because I don't know if I said it right. You know what I'm saying? That's why our radio show is probably the greatest news talk show that's ever come along. We not only just sit here and jaw-jack an issue, and we're not trying to get anybody, you know, we're not trying to get the real people jacked up. The real people, we're educating and we're making them laugh. The idiots we don't care about. The idiots we're never going to educate. That's why our program tells the truth more than any other radio show. And that's why this show, probably more than any other radio show in the history of the world, can be misunderstood not only by listeners, but by some of the brain surgeons that we've got running the radio industry itself. That's the beauty of it. I love it. I love confusing those morons. Thank God we've got 85, 90 great general managers and program directors who are on our side. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website, philhendrieshow.com. Get your backstage pass. Get that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. This is beautiful. And coming soon, more merchandise for the Phil Hendry Souvenir Shop.